Yo, welcome to the Musijo Show. This is season 3, episode 4. If you are a new listener, that tells you there's a whole catalog of episodes you can go back to and listen to. There's some fun favorites, like the second episode, which was actually pretty much the fun favorite. You can go and listen to that one. There's a whole array of episodes, so, you know, still, you can go back, listen to them. You can share the link and invite friends to invite friends. So I hope you've been well. I've been good too. It's a Friday. It's a Friday feeling. So I decided, why not hit you with, you know, an episode. And today's episode topic is signs that you are in the friend zone. Yo, as a dude, being in the friend zone is something crazy. And most of us, if you're above the age, I don't even know what age they start dating. And, you know, in this 2020 era, not even like the 2010s, I don't even know which. Anyway, the friend zone is just that purgatory phase where you don't know if you play that chess move, if you tell her that you want to be more than friends, if it's going to happen, or you're just going to end up losing a friend. So it's pretty much that phase that sucks, where you're in limbo. You like the girl, you have not told her yet, or you did tell her or hinted slightly, but she just sees you as a friend and you don't know how to get out of that kind of thingy because, you know, you don't want to lose her. So you're just stuck there. So point number one, she has no problem hearing about your escapades or sexcapades. Yo, that should be a telltale sign, because now, yo, any chick that's into you would never just sit there and listen to you rant about or talk about, you know, your sexcapades and whatnot, because that is definitely a sign that she really doesn't see you in a way that, you know, she sees you as a potential dude for her. So if you ever feel like you open up to her and tell her about your scumbag behavior and she's okay with it and she can listen and no judgment is being passed, then you just know, you best know that, yo, bro, you are in the friend zone. And number two, she keeps it 100 and tells you, you know, like, most, you know that saying where men are from Mars, women are from Venus, is it? Does it? I hope it goes like that. So we actually very different in terms of what's going on in the noggin, in the head, in the melon. So women a bit more direct than us dudes, because we'd like to beat around the bush a lot. Sounds wrong. But yeah, women are more direct. So if you actually hint or you tell her how you feel, high chances are she will tell you exactly how she feels. This is a very dangerous spot to be in, because she will keep it 100. And if you are a bit, you know, a bit on the sensitive side, it might hurt when she tells you she actually doesn't see anything romantic, she just sees you as a friend. It might hurt, but yo, you know what, you'd rather be told the truth than, you know, live a lie. Yeah, so brace yourself, man. Yeah. Sign number three, you're related. Listen, if you're related to her, then just stop it. Just don't do it. I know there's always that feeling for, well, I've heard about it. I personally don't know, because that's not how I roll. But I've heard where people are related, might be 2 times removed, 4 times removed. You meet up and you're like, yo, this person was really cool. And she's like, you know, whatever, like, you're not really directly related. And you feel like, maybe I should pursue this. Don't do it. That's crazy. Nah. Ew. Hell no. So if you're related, it's a no-go zone. Don't even think about it. Yeah, those are just weird feelings. Just swat them away. Number four, she totally doesn't mind going Dutch with you. And this point, I was told by Lindsay Mandezi. That's my friend Linda, who actually chimed in and gave me a few pointers. And I think it's actually important, because I had to outsource, like, you know, something from the female perspective. So yeah, shout out to you, Linda. Thank you so much for these pointers. Yeah, she gave me a few of them. She gave me like 4 solid pointers. So this is one of them. She doesn't mind going Dutch with you when you guys go out. What does going Dutch mean? Going Dutch is splitting the bill. like, she, you know, you can holler at her, be like, yo, what's up? Let me use Linda's name because we're talking about, you know, she's on giving me the pointer. Yo, Linda, what's up? You free today? She's like, yeah, I'm free. What's up? Yeah, I don't know. We grab some dinner, some lunch, let's chill. She'd be like, cool. Shows up. And when it's time to pay, she'd be like, I can get the drinks, you get the food, or let's just split it 50-50, or, you know, I get the food, you get the drinks, however you want to call it. But yeah, she doesn't mind doing that at all. I don't deny the fact that even people in relationships still, there's some people in relationships who do that. But mostly, find if it's a relationship, mostly if it's a new one, the dude is the one who needs to step up and, you know, like, pay for the bill and take care of the lady. If you guys grow on each other and you can be able to be open about it and be like, yo, you know what, we're going out, but I'm a bit down, how's about you handle the drinks, I'll handle the food, you know, that kind of thing. And yeah, it's, I don't see anything wrong with women like paying for a meal. Personally, a lot of my friends have paid for meals and I've enjoyed them, quite enjoyed them, even for drinks, man. So that whole toxic masculinity doesn't have to come into play. But if she's okay with going Dutch, just know it's a sign that you're in the friend zone. Yeah, it's definitely a sign. Number 5, she'll tell you about the man or man she's crushing on, and, you know, she might want pointers from you on how to, you know, snatch him up. So imagine you sitting there with this lady that you're attracted to, and she's busy talking to you about some other dude. Bro, that's foul. It's crazy. So this is a telltale sign, another one, like a real one, that you're in the friend zone. Because any woman who's into you will barely ever talk about any other dude when she's around you. See what I'm saying? So when she talks about other dudes, and not just like plainly talking about them, like really sharing and telling you like how she feels, like she's sexually attracted to this other guy, and she probably want pointers on how to get him, or how to, you know, I don't know, approach the situation, you just know you're in the friend zone, dude. You just know you're in the friend zone. That's crazy. You are definitely in the friend zone. Yo, another point from Linda is number 6. She'll show you cute girls when you are out, even help you get their number, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, this is another one. When you guys are out together, probably if it's for food or for drinks, you know, it's whatever, it's a social gathering, and this chick is actually showing you other chicks that she finds are probably your type, and she's ready to even like go there and help you get the number and what set you guys up, that kind of thing. Bro, you are friend zone mad heavy. That's a friend zone right there, no question about it. So yeah, if she shows you other women while you guys are out, yeah, or not even necessarily out, I'm even thinking like on social media, she'll be like, smack you the pic of some chick, and she's like, yo, what do you think about her? She's a pal of mine, and blah blah blah. Yeah, bro, friend zone. Number 7, she'll tell you something like probably about other guys or about herself, just to get a male perspective. It's not anything about self-improvement, but it might just be about self-improvement. She might want to, you know, change up a hairstyle to attract more guys, maybe change a dress code. If she feels like maybe she's out there, but she's not really getting the kind of reception she needs or she wants, so she might look for you as a male to ask like, yo, what should I do? Like, I'm feeling things are not really working my way. So is there something I need to, you know, switch up, change up? You know, what do you feel? So when she does come to you something like this, you just know, again, bro, no qualms about it, this is a friend zone. It's crazy, yeah? It's a bad place to be, though, if you're actually feeling that kind of, you know, romantic feeling for this person. Yeah. Yo, another point, and this is heavy. This is point number 8. She doesn't mind you seeing her dressed down. She can even call you to her crib or her parents' crib, wherever she lives, or her dorm if she's still in uni. And she's in her sweatpants, you know, that loose t-shirt. She probably doesn't even have a bra on, just nips all pointy. Her hair is undone or just a bit messy. And she doesn't care. Like, yo, she just hollered at you because, you know, she needs you around. She needs to talk. She wants to vent, or she just wants company for the day, and she finds you as a very safe place to be, you know, that kind of thing. So she doesn't mind you seeing her dressed down. That's a dead giveaway. Unless you're a married couple or you actually live together, you will definitely have those days where you see your significant other dressed down. But that's kawaida because you don't expect her to jump off the bed looking like she's auditioning for, you know, the role of Mrs. Smith. So yeah, she definitely will have those days where she looks, you know, a bit, not the best. Even you, she'll see you not looking your best. So yeah, that comes with the whatever, with the territory. So don't mind it. But if she actually calls you over and you see her all dressed down and she doesn't mind, or you guys are even in a scenario like you know, a pool party or just going swimming, and she can tell you like, yo, adjust my strap for my whatever, for my bikini top, and she sees no problem about it. Yeah, you bruh, you are in the friend zone heavy. Yo, point number nine, you're always her go-to guy for errands. Errands are not bad, you know, because you're doing them for a friend, first of all. But remember, you're in the friend zone, meaning that you have more than friendly feelings for this person. So when she, you know, like constantly sends you on errands, you're doing them real quick and thinking, you know what? The more I do this, the more she'll find me as a Prince Charming and give me a chance. High chances are she won't. You know, you're just out there doing her favors. It's not a bad, like I said, it's not a bad thing. This is a, first of all, she's a friend. Remember that. You're just trying to, you know, take it to more than friendship level. So just know this whole going for errands, it's kind of a bad look. And the more she sends you on them and she just gives you a crisp high five, she might even be paying you, but still, nah, just that's a telltale sign. So you best know you're just there for errands, man. There's nothing more than that, man. Yeah. Number 10, it pretty much piggybacks on number 9, because this one is she takes you on mundane, like, boyfriend, you know, activities. Do you know, like, people who date, they sometimes they do some really quirky things, like just, I don't know, go for long walks, hold hands while walking, go for ice cream, go for a movie. You know, something that seems like a date, something that a boyfriend and a girlfriend would do. But this one comes without the boyfriend and girlfriend benefits. You guys are just like, it's a solid hangout. Like, yo, it's like siblings just taking another sibling out for a movie, or cousins, or I don't know, someone who's related to the other. It's pretty much the same. She feels safe with you, so, and you're good company, you have good vibes, she finds you funny, not funny enough to, like, you know, date you or anything. So yeah, you're a go-to guy for such things. Just, bro, just know you're in the friend zone. That's crazy. It's crazy. You're in the 'cause why is she doing that to you? And they're all being like, you know what? Y'all stick around. I think she kind of likes me, so let me just stick around for a bit longer. I'll tell her when I think I'm ready. No. Get out of there, man. Bro. No. man, point number 11. And this is a big, this one is big. I don't even, this one should be like number one. You never hinted from the get-go that you wanted to, you know, data or whatever, that kind of thing. It is so important for women. I have learned over the years, due to, you know, trial and error. I didn't have too many mentors growing up who showed me how to talk to women or how to carry myself around women. It is something that I pretty much had to learn for my, like, from myself or through other people's experiences. Yeah, so with women, sometimes you have to come direct. That's what she said. Seriously, you just have to, you know, put your cards out there, show your cards. You have to tell her, like, what's up. You have to tell her, hey, listen, I'm attracted to you and I feel this and this way about you. So, what's up? Do you feel the same or do you not feel the same? And women are actually very good at telling you the truth. So she will probably tell you, like, yo, I also felt the same, like, from the get-go. We can give this a try and see what happens. Or she can just tell you straight up, like, I do like you, but not like you like that. Or I'm actually currently seeing someone, so I like you, yes, but I'm seeing someone and I'm not the kind of person who would date two people at the same time. So I'm really sorry. And I don't think this friendship should go on any further. I think because those kind of feelings, we should just, you know, end it from here. And you should respect that as a dude. If she tells you that, that's crazy. And as a chick as well, when the dude tells you how he feels, that's also, you know, like, most of us are not the best when it comes to expressing ourselves. So you should know it took a lot for him to say that. But then again, my dude, if she rejects you, yes, take it in stride, but just know you are in the friend zone the whole time. But it's better for you to know earlier. I have this episode called Sexpecting Without Escalating. This point just really piggybacks on that, because that's when you have to put your intentions out there, man. You have to. You can't just be willy-nilly and think that, you know, she feels the same. With women, be more direct, be more assertive. Just tell her what's up, tell her what you want from her. If the reception is a no, then you know what? Hey, you take it in stride. If you want to keep the friendship going, keep it going. You don't know, maybe at some point things might work out how you want them to. Or they might never. But if she's someone who's valuable to you as a friend, then why lose a friendship? You can still be friends. I mean, we're all grown-ups in this. So yeah. Those are a few signs that you're in the friend zone. And if you didn't know, you need to evaluate the kind of thing that's going on with the lady who you kind of into. If you see some points that make sense, bruh, the best thing for you to do is listen to my next episode, which is about how to get yourself out of the friend zone. So, with that being said, I hope you guys are well. Hope you guys are taking care of yourselves. Taking showers, man. Washing your hands and sanitizing and all that. Just wearing your mask. And if you did catch COVID, I hope your immune system is boosted now. You're not going to catch the second strain. If you haven't, I think you should. If you're not vulnerable in any kind of way. If you've lost someone, man, my condolences to you and your family. And I hope no one else is taken away from you because of COVID. Tuendele kujichunga. Let's be safe out there. It's a weekend, so you probably hear this on Monday, I don't know, but it's a weekend. Let's just go with it. So drink responsibly if you're driving. Take an Uber, man. Leave your car at home. Go out there and party, but be safe as well. Yes. So see you on the next episode. This is the Musijo Show. I am Musijo signing out. Peace to the Middle East.